Chapter 3. I ran into Philip's bedroom and shook him.
Wake up,
I said quietly. We have to do something about that painting. It's evil.
It's only a painting,
Philip said. He closed his eyes. I shook him again. Please, Philip, I need your help. Philip opened his eyes and looked at the clock.
Are you crazy?
He shouted.
It's the middle of the night.
Mum is downstairs in the living room. She's talking to the painting. She's saying terrible things. Come and look.
Okay, I'll come. Then you'll see that it's a normal painting and we can go to sleep.
We went downstairs and looked into the living room.
I'll do anything you say, William,
Mum said again. She turned round. Her eyes were red. She had a horrible expression on her face. She walked past us and went upstairs to her bedroom. Now do you believe me? I said to Philip. Look at William's face. It's different now. The eyes are smaller and the mouth is closed. William isn't smiling now. He's angry.
You're right,
Philip said.
I can't believe it. What are we going to do?
We have to destroy the painting, I said. Come on, Philip, help me. We took the painting from the wall and it fell on the floor. The glass broke. The face stared at us. It was very angry. We took the painting out of the front door and into the garden. It was very heavy. Mum ran out of the house. She was very angry. She shouted at us.
Stop! You don't know what you're doing! Stop!
Quick! A lorry is coming! Let's throw the painting into the street.
We threw the painting into the middle of the street. Mum ran into the garden. We heard her strange voice again.
Stop! Give me the painting!
Philip tried to stop her and I ran to help him.
No, Mum! Don't touch the painting! It's dangerous!
Mum was too strong for us. She ran into the street, but she was too late. The lorry went over the painting. The painting was in pieces. Mum screamed.
Ah!
She took the pieces in her hands.
William! Oh, William!
She shouted. Mum sat for a few minutes with her hands over her face. Then she looked at us.
Why are we all in the street? It's the middle of the night.
It's a long story, I laughed. I was very happy that Mum was normal again. Dad stood at the door.
Why are you in the street? It's very late. Are you all crazy?
Don't worry, Dad. Everything's okay now.
I'm worried about you. You're working too much. Go and sleep now.
We went into the house. When we passed the living room, I looked at the wall. My mouth opened in horror. The painting was on the wall again. Its evil face smiled at me.